This podcast is brought to you by the Communications and Media Studies Department at Dominican University. And so I welcome you to the world of window dreams, where you get to know the unknown. My name is DJ Spiral, and in this podcast, you'll get to learn about the strange and unusual things in our world. Hi, welcome back to Window Dreams. This is the sixth episode of Window Dreams, and this episode is going to be about self-image, and this is going to be a big interview. So I have one of my great friends on the lacrosse team, men's lacrosse team here at Dominican, and I'm going to ask him some questions about self-image, and his name is Tyler Jones. Okay, Tyler, what is your general knowledge about self-image?
I don't know. I think it's just like how people see themselves now, just like their thoughts on themselves, how they feel about themselves, how they look at themselves, like how they feel about themselves. That's what I would call it, or how I would describe it.
Are you confident in the way that you see yourself, in like your own self-image?
I think it's like a mix. Like, I feel like sometimes I am like comfortable and confident in myself, and other times I'm not. Like, it depends on what I'm doing or like that day. Like lacrosse wise, it's always a mix, right? Like, especially in the span of one game, I can go through all kinds of thoughts about myself, just critiquing myself in the game, right? Myself as a person, though, I think I'm a good person. I think I'm pretty open-minded. I'm not quick to judge, too quick to judge. I feel like looks-wise, though, that do get to be sometimes, like, that's a bigger back and forth, but I feel like that's just something I'll learn to be okay with, no matter what, with age. In school life, I'm pretty well-rounded, I feel. Like, I'm very friendly, I think. I feel like a lot of people get that first impression that I'm intimidating. I feel like that's what I've heard most often. But once people actually sit down and start to talk with me, they realize that, like, I'm not crazy. Like, I don't know. I'm not as scary as I look or something. Yeah, no, I think I'm a good person.
I want to go back to the first time that I met you, at like one of the first times that me and my roommates went here to Myrtle. And I was just so glad that I got to see somebody that dressed the way that I dress and listened to the same music as me and has piercings. It made like a big weight off of my shoulders, because that there's somebody else, because everybody here is just kind of always, like, say, very lacrosse guy, you know, shorts and definitely like just random t-shirts. But it's,
yeah, when I first made the decision to transfer here, because Travis, my older brother, goes here, I had expressed that to him. Like, that was one of my worries, just how me and the rest of the lacrosse guys would get along. But it's also like, I've grown up playing lacrosse my whole life. It just so happens to be that I'm also like into things that a certain group, like a different group would be interested in, right? Besides lacrosse. Like, of course I love lacrosse, but then it's like my music taste is definitely different, like yours, from a lot of people that go to this school's music taste. Like just, it's just different. Some people might like some of the same things, but in general, it, like, I just don't listen to the same things. Like, there might be a couple songs, but anyway, in dress wise, it's like, I don't know. I think that was something I was worried about, especially leaving from like an art school. Everybody dresses like their own way. But it's also like, and especially on the lacrosse team, like everybody dressed like me. So it was what it was. No one even thought about it. Like, of course, you had people who dressed differently. But in general, there wasn't that many people just wearing sports shorts and, you know, a t-shirt and sneakers. Those were the minorities on the team. Like, you know what I mean? So that wasn't even anything that I thought of worrying about when I went to SCAD. But here, yeah, obviously it's a more traditional school. But I think that all the dudes are so, I don't know. I don't think they think about it really, especially just like after they sit down and talk to you, like they might get a weird first impression, of course, like a lot of, I don't mean to sound like woke or like silly or anything, but how a lot of normal dressing / looking people would. And it's like, I don't know. I don't think I've never felt uncomfortable the way I am now. And it's like, just cause I'm on a lacrosse team, I didn't think that would have like affect things too much. Just that general interaction, you know. But the dudes on the team are all pretty understanding and open-minded. I don't even think that it's something that they really think about unless it's brought up. You know what I mean?
Yeah, they are all pretty understanding. But there is some times where I get a little glance from Connor Barnes, and he's like, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. What are you wearing? Yeah. Yeah.
And I don't know, I think that's more of just like, I feel like it's still very, like, it's just not the norm for them. So they don't really know what to think, a lot of them, when they first see that kind of style or anything. But it's like, I don't know, I feel like just once you sit down and actually talk with them, where they sit down and take a second to actually get to know you, it's like, we all get along. You know what I mean? Yeah, I get what you're saying about like the looks and the questions, but you know, you and I both get those, and it's just like, I never think too much of it. You know, it's, I've gotten way worse looks most of my life, so it's just like, I don't know, I see it and it kind of just rolls off my shoulders, because at the end of the day, like, we still spend the majority of our time together, we're still all together 24/7, we all make time for each other still. You could still reach out to Connor Barnes and text him and just like, if you need anyone to talk to, you know what I mean, and I can do the same to you or him or anyone else on the team. And that's the one thing that I think overrides that, is that like that weirded outness that they might get is just because they understand that we're on a lacrosse team. We all have been through a lot together, a lot. So it's just like, we're all brothers at the end of the day, you know. None of us is not going to tell each other or call each other a brother, and or when they leave, none of them are going to say they don't love us. You know what I mean? So it's just like, oh no, I don't think about it too much.
So with you living and kind of like growing up in Vegas a little bit, how does that like affect you and like the way that you look or attach to your self-image?
I feel like it's just all about the person, right? So like a lot of my friends from Vegas, you know, they might be a little more into fashion now that they've just like grown up. So now they're not wearing just like sports shorts or anything like that, which there's nothing wrong with that. It's just, that's not their thing anymore. No, but it's just like, they don't, you know, I feel like they just saw what some of the other people around them were wearing and they were like, oh, that looks cool. And I feel like that kind of might have been in part from me, because like I've always been dressing not like everyone else. You know, you can call it emo, you can call it whatever, but it's just like it's just 1 year it was just like what I was wearing. Like I was always into the skater look before that, and then it was just like, I don't know, it just grew to this. But you know, in Vegas, it's like very dependent on your friend group. Of course, there's tons of different kinds of people in Vegas, and like just kind of depends on which group you fall into or make friends with. After Trav left, though, I wasn't really doing as much lacrosse stuff, so I just wasn't around the lacrosse crowd as much, unless they were like my best friends from lacrosse, which there was only really like 3 or 4 of them that I would hang out with consistently outside of the sport. And then everyone else that was my friends after Trav left ended up being like punks and stuff like that, usually people that were in bands. And because, you know, I was still trying to go to school for art. So those were the kinds of people that I was around, just other people that were interested in some form of art. But yeah, that's just kind of the group I fell into.
Okay, Ty, have you seen SLC Punk? And if you have, what are your thoughts on it? And how does that like affect you? Because that's one of my favorite movies, and I love that movie a lot because it's from where I'm from, and I can recognize a lot of things that is going on in the movie. And my dad and mom have lived through that era, which I think is really cool.
I'm so happy you brought that up, because I feel like that movie's such an accurate like depiction of like what the like punk lifestyle is like. And I feel like in that movie they did a good job at not glorifying like that kind of lifestyle at like a young age, like while you're still like a teenager or anything like that, like under 18. Because I feel like, especially in Vegas, I don't know how it was in Utah, I'm sure it was very similar, because just a lot of my friends that were in that scene moved from like, or in between like Salt Lake City specifically and Las Vegas, and it's just like, it was just a normal thing. Like most of the time it was either people coming from Salt Lake City or California, like LA or something like that, San Fran. And it's like, that lifestyle is like, for a younger age, it's not anything that you should be around. And like, unfortunately at that age I was, and it definitely played in like a huge part into why I am the way I am now. And it's just like, I feel like I saw a lot of things that probably shouldn't have, or done a lot of things that a lot of people shouldn't have, especially like, just like when you're under 18 like that. Like of course, like 21 is like the legal age to do everything, but it's just like, I feel like those 3 years in between like 18 and 21 don't make that big of a difference anyway, because people that are that age are still gonna do whatever they want. Like they'll figure out a way, you know what I mean? But Yeah, no, I think it's very accurate. I feel like there's a lot of things that are so relatable in that movie. It's just, instead of it being Salt Lake City, it's Las Vegas. But that scene is very much like that. And I don't know. I feel like a lot of people, like, who don't have, like, a accurate image of punks or whatever, like, I feel like that movie's very eye-opening, because it is very, I'm not going to say, I know I said exactly, but it's very, very similar. It's not exactly, but it is very similar. Just the things they do, everything.
Yeah, that movie, like, really describes what, like, it is, like, in the punk scene in Utah, like, that entire movie. It's literally the exact same thing. And there's a couple differences. It's a little bit more, but, like, not completely where it's, like, wild. There's, like, times where your friends get, like, caught with, say, contraband, and they definitely go to jail for a really long time, and you don't see them for a long time. And it's that movie's based, like, a while ago. Not that long ago, but...
Yeah, it's like
90s,
early
2000s. Yeah, like 90s. And it's still kind of the exact same.
Yeah.
It hasn't changed that much. But that's where we're going to end it off for today's episode.
Thank you for having me, Chandler Black. It was a good conversation. You and I talk a lot, but I feel like, I don't know, this is fun. Just sitting down, like, just having a decent conversation just about why we are the way we are. It was fun.
Well, thank you for being on the episode, and I'll see you guys next time.